This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by Accurate Solutions. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
Blueprints. They're not just plans, but a step-by-step guide for success. Blueprints make up the floor plan of your forever home. Blueprints are the designed essence of your dream car. Maybe you could have a drawn-out purpose for your money. Kirk Kinodic and Ethan Lane are here to discuss your blueprint for a better tomorrow. This is your Retirement Blueprint.
Glad you're with us today for your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Kinodic and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. I'm Mark Elliott. We talk retirement. That's what Kurt and Ethan and the team are all about, helping you figure out where you are on that road to retirement, income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy planning. What about Social Security and Medicare? It's all part of the Retirement Blueprint that Kurt and Ethan and the team will help you set up for you and you, your situation. Everybody's situation is unique. It's really a cool opportunity for you to sit down with a team to try to first figure out, hey, are we good to go? Can we retire? Well, not yet. Maybe later. I don't know. You could have retired 3 years ago. We don't know the situation until you reach out. Kurt and Ethan and the team that are here to help you. 412-515-3355. 412-515-3355. And it really is all about you trying to, we're here to help, but you also can get the retirement kit. The retirement kit has a retirement income planning booklet. As will your money last? Are you paying too much in taxes? Social Security decisions, checklist challenge. Will a recession rob your retirement? Or if you just want to sit down with the team and have a conversation, that's in there as well. Just text the word KIT, K-I-T, to 412-515-3355. Kurt and Ethan, we're going to talk about this today because I think it's a great way to kick off the show. And that is, we call this show Your Retirement Blueprint. Kurt, why do we do that?
that's our process. And that's what we found, Mark, is people just truly don't have an actual plan in place. Someone will come in with a couple pieces of paper, a spreadsheet, and they'll show us some columns and numbers. But how are we going to generate that income? How much do you need? How are you going to adjust it for inflation? How are you going to invest those funds and not have to draw down in a bad market and realize losses if you need to generate that income? So people just don't understand. First and foremost, you need a plan in place, but they also don't understand when you're saving for retirement, it's all about growth and accumulation. And I don't want to say easy, but I mean, your main focus is one thing, growing those assets. You're not concerned about volatility because you're dollar cost averaging through your paycheck. When you hit retirement, there's five areas we've found through your retirement blueprint that are really critical. And we can go through each one today, but the five areas, first and foremost, is income. Can't retire without it. Ethan, have you ever retired someone without income?
Still haven't yet.
No. So you need income. It's a little bit deeper than that, and we can go into that. But once you've calculated out and figured out the income, then how do we invest those funds to generate that income? How are we tax efficient with that income in retirement? That's a big thing moving forward. Healthcare, you know, how do we bridge the gap between when we retire and we're Medicare eligible? And then once we're Medicare eligible, you know, how do I plan for that advantage plan or that true supplement plan? And then lastly, legacy planning. If there are assets left, I want to leave them as efficiently as possible to my kids, my grandkids. I want to leave that legacy. How do we structure that? And do you have the proper documents in place? So there's a lot that goes into retirement planning versus just saving for retirement.
So Ethan, that first big step is trying to figure out, can I retire, right? Do I have enough? Well, it's really about income. And Social Security would be in that category too, right? The income part of the retirement blueprint right out of the gate, just to kind of feel like we're, you know, find out where we are?
Yeah, absolutely. Income is first and foremost because that's what's most important in retirement. You need to be able to pay your bills and then have some fun. So we need to understand what both of those cost you. What is your monthly budget? How much are your utilities? Do you still have a mortgage? Do you have car payments? Do you have grandkids that you're spending money on? Do you enjoy traveling? So what do you spend on a typical monthly basis? And then what are your fixed sources of income going to be? Some of us today still have a defined benefit pension. That's going to be a large source of fixed income for some of us, but we're finding more and more companies aren't offering the defined benefit pension because of the costs associated with it. And people are living longer today than ever before. But for folks who have a pension, we want to help them claim that properly. And then for the rest of us, we have Social Security. We have to make sure that we're helping people also time that properly because Social Security office won't give you that advice. You have to do it on your own. You have to do the research. And your situation is different from your neighbor or your sibling. So you can't just simply say, well, I hear a lot of people are taking it at 62. I'm just going to do the same. You have to understand your situation and your unique goals.
So, Mark, once you calculate, a lot that goes into income, like Ethan had mentioned, you know, formulating a budget, and then once you have a budget, determining how to file for and claim Social Security, if you have a pension, how to do that as well. And then if there's a gap between those fixed sources of income and your actual budgetary needs, that's when the investment planning comes in, because now we can calculate out with the pot of money you've saved, so much has to be set aside per se to generate that supplemental income to get you to that budget. And so it really boils down to your unique personal circumstance and what your budget is and what your sources of income are. And then it becomes about how do we invest those assets properly. And so, you know, if you're listening today and you haven't even taken those first two steps, I don't know how much income I need. I don't know how to file for and claim Social Security. I don't know how to invest those resources to generate that additional income. Here at Accurate Solutions Group, again, our process is called Your Retirement Blueprint. We're more than happy, obviously, to walk you through that process. Ethan, myself, our team, just call us at 412-515-3355, and we'd be happy to set up a 15-minute phone call. We can set up a virtual meeting or even an in-office vision meeting.
412-515-3355. So, Kurt, is the investment part of this one of the bigger areas? I mean, all the areas are important, right? You can't really skip any of them, whether it's the taxes or the healthcare or the legacy planning. But the investments, I think a lot of people come in probably with their 401ks, IRAs, got a little rental properties, got some life insurance. Hey, that's my plan. No, those are tools. Those aren't the plan. But risk is probably one of the bigger things. Moving from the working world, the accumulation phase, to the distribution phase, that's risk is one of the bigger challenges, maybe?
It really is. And you can be too conservative in retirement. You can be too aggressive in retirement. There's a lot of factors. One of the biggest risks we have, Mark, and it's a good thing, but what we have to plan for is longevity. You know, back when my parents retired, back when Ethan's grandfather retired from, at that time it was Armco Steel, you know, you could plan for 15 years of retirement income, maybe 12 years, 10 years of retirement income. We are living a lot longer today, and we're living a more quality of a life where we're still active longer into retirement. Yeah, I mean, you have to factor that in, and you just got to figure out what is the most effective way to file for and claim those benefits, because Social Security and pension and drawing from investments, if they're not structured properly, it can really be detrimental to your retirement.
We also want to talk to our clients about their investment risk. You know, how much are their investments risking if the market's down, like 2008? Everybody remembers 2008 with how significant it was and how severe the market was down. And if your portfolio is entirely invested in the stock market and you're withdrawing from it, that's going to have an even more adverse effect. So we have a conversation next. Once we help our clients with income, we want to talk about the risk that their investments are taking, because you still need to take risk in retirement. That the stock market's going to be the best place to outpace inflation. So you need some of your money having a strong return, but you don't want to have all of your money in the market taking on that type of risk anymore in retirement. So we want to walk our clients through that type of conversation after the income planning phase.
And Ethan, I think a lot of people think that their investments are all on the market. There are so many more options today with the Fed fighting, you know, inflation by raising the interest rates, that it actually gives us an opportunity to go to some of the safer tools, the indexed annuities, CDs. I mean, they're paying more interest and those safer, they're more attractive now, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And our show and our plan is called A Retirement Blueprint. Part of that blueprint is building your retirement house, and that starts with the foundation. And the foundation are those accounts, like you talked about, the CDs. You know, maybe you can look at treasury bills today where you couldn't in the past. You can look at fixed or fixed indexed annuities. These are all vehicles that aren't carrying on stock market risk. They're backed by one form or another, whether it's the government, FDIC, or insurance companies through the state that you purchase them in. So we're looking for accounts that have minimal risk, But today, with interest rates higher than in the past, there's more attractive fixed income than ever before.
Yeah, Kurt, just because Ethan doesn't remember the 80s, we know that interest rates were way higher than they are now in inflation.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, double digits. Yeah, for sure.
All right. So part one of the retirement blueprint is income. Got to replace our paychecks to be able to retire. We got to have income. Investments. Now, what's our strategy? How much risk do we take? How much do we have in the safe part, the foundation of our home? How much do we do risk? Because we need growth down the road. We're going to be here 20, 30, 40 years in retirement. We know things are going to even cost even more down the road. So we've got to have an investment strategy. The healthcare and the legacy planning, I think those are kind of self-evident. We talk about those a lot. We also talk a lot about tax efficiency, but that one to me right now is one that you guys talk about almost every week on this program. Taxes are, I think, with the, you know, the job, what, 2017 Tax Cuts Jobs Act ending in 2025, and our debt now at basically $32 trillion, taxes are really their only repercussion they've got to get the money back for the government. So we're probably in the lowest tax bracket we'll ever see for the rest of our lives, Kurt.
No, I would agree with that. I mean, anything can happen. Congress can do anything they want. Could they lower them? Sure. Most likely, though, Mark, you know, looking fiscally, what our country's facing. Yeah, I think taxes have to go up, and tax-efficient income is going to be critical in retirement. So, you know, Ethan and I are not CPAs. We don't do tax preparation. Our job as your advisor is to, first and foremost, once we've crafted your retirement blueprint, we see the income you need, and we see the draw from investments that you need to take to supplement that income. We need to help you structure that as tax-efficiently as possible. If you've done a good job saving in 401ks and traditional IRAs, we have to look at, hey, when you hit that required minimum distribution age, if you've crafted a nice budget and a nice plan, we want to make sure that additional required minimum distribution doesn't put you into that next higher tax bracket. And if it does, then we look at, hey, what can we be doing, or what should we potentially be doing today to ward off that quote unquote tax time bomb down the road? You know, my belief, Mark, and I think you're on the same page, but my belief is taxes are on sale right now, at least through until the year 2025.
It's pretty easy to see. We have a really nice visual that we've gone through with prospective clients and existing clients that charts off the top marginal tax rate in our country's history. It's easy to see where we're at today with 39%. And not long ago in the 70s, it was over 70%. In the 60s, I believe it was over 90%. So that chart makes it so easy to see visually that we're at a discount right now in taxes, and they basically are going to go up. It's just a matter of when and how high.
And I would encourage you, if you're listening today, and we've talked about first and foremost income, and if you haven't crafted a true budget and understand what you need in retirement, if you haven't calculated out or figured out how do I time or claim Social Security, if I have a pension, we haven't even thought about should I take the lump sum, should we take survivor benefits if I take the monthly income? And most importantly, talking about taxes, if you haven't figured out what's my current tax rate, where am I going to be in retirement? Have I done a good job saving in pre-tax assets so that I have to calculate out how that's going to affect me 10, 15 years in retirement? That's what we do here. Myself, Ethan, our team, through your retirement blueprint, that's a planning process that will look at those five key areas that we've been talking about today, and we will help you craft your own retirement blueprint specific to your unique circumstance. You have to take that first step, and it's simply calling us at 412-515-3355. Once you make that phone call, we can schedule, and we'll make it convenient for you, a 15-minute initial consultation on the phone. We can do a virtual meeting. You can come into the office for a vision meeting. We'd be happy to do that. It's complimentary. There's no cost. There's no obligation. But take that first step. Simply call us at 412-515-3355.
Glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konotik and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. We're just getting started. We've got a lot to get to. Stay with us. We're back right after this.
Visit AccurateRadio.com and put your portfolio to the test with our checklist challenge. You can also check out our other offers from Accurate Solutions Group. That's AccurateRadio.com.
Have you saved enough? What are you going to do with Social Security? What will your taxes look like in retirement? Kurt Konotik and Ethan Lane at Accurate Solutions Group believe retirement planning should be easy, and you should be able to get all the information you need in one place. That's why Kurt and Ethan's team created the Your Retirement Kit, a comprehensive resource for your retirement. In it, you'll find a copy of the Retirement Income Planning Booklet. This booklet will help guide you through retirement with insight on taxes, Social Security, income, and more. To get a copy of your retirement kit, text KIT to 412-515-3355. In addition to the booklet, you'll also receive updated resources on some of retirement's most common concerns. Help simplify your retirement planning. Claim your retirement kit from Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane now by texting KIT to 412-515-3355. Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC.
And I've had conversations like that quite a bit lately to say, hey, this one trip is fine. Maybe another trip of the same size next year for the next couple of years. Let's see if your plan is impacted. And we're able to show that out pretty clearly through the Retirement Blueprint.
We've made it back. This is Your Retirement Blueprint, presented by Accurate Solutions Group.
Welcome back to Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. I'm Mark Elliott. Again, if you want to find out more about Kurt and Ethan and the team, find out about events, you want to talk to them, you've got some questions, maybe you're getting close to retirement, maybe you've already retired and you've got some concerns, 412-515-3355 is the number. There is no cost for this. This is totally complimentary. 412-515-3355. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us today. We're going to talk a little legacy planning. And I think it's easy to make assumptions about what goes into a legacy plan, but Kurt and Ethan are going to make it clear for us today on what we need and what are the basics and maybe what are some of the extras we could get depending on our situation. I guess, really, Ethan, at the end of the day, what are some basic questions we need to ask ourselves on this topic?
So here are a few questions you probably should be thinking about as we get into this today. Number one, what kind of legacy do you want to leave to your loved ones? Is there a certain amount of money that you want to leave each child, or, you know, what type of legacy do you want to leave? Number two, do you have the proper documents in place so your wishes are carried out just the way you want them to be? And number three, are you working with the right professional to help you create your legacy plan? Like Mark, you mentioned, this isn't easy to do on your own. There's a lot of areas that you probably haven't thought about when it comes to leaving a legacy plan, and there are professionals out there to assist. You need to think about, are you working with the right one for that situation?
But Ethan, the nice thing is, since we talked last week, you have now got your law degree, and you now are an estate planning attorney.
Yeah, if it was that easy, I think we'd all be doing it. No. We do work with local ones that we refer our clients to. If someone needs an estate plan, we know good attorneys in the area that can help assist with those needs.
And we are in the next segment. We're going to make you stay on to find out some of those basic documents, some of the documents that you really need when you think about this. Kurt, I have a two-part question. How do you talk to your clients about legacy planning? And how do they talk to you about legacy? For some, it's probably super important to leave money behind to the kids or favorite charity or what have you. For others, maybe not so much. So how do your clients typically talk about legacy planning? Do you bring it up? Do they bring it up? Imagine it differs from client to client.
Well, if they're new to our firm, so if they have come to one of our dinner workshops or they've been referred to us by an existing client, it's one of the areas we bring up because it is part of our retirement blueprint. Remember, for income first and foremost, investment allocation, tax planning, healthcare planning, and legacy planning. So occasionally someone will bring it up to us as a concern, but if they don't, we bring it up. And the majority of people, what we hear today, Mark, and this is just in general, we hear that, hey, you know what? First and foremost, I'm protecting myself and my spouse. And we want to make sure we're not a burden on our family. And if there is anything left, we want to leave it as efficiently as possible as a legacy. That's the first thing we hear. But oftentimes we still hear there is an equal weight put on, hey, we want to make sure we're okay and we're comfortable in retirement, but I still want to leave a legacy to our family. So comes up in both situations that way. And you have to, like you had mentioned, you know, it's about preserving the values. You have to be prepared for the unexpected if a legacy is a concern. The unexpected is we put a plan in place, everything's doing great, but we haven't protected it. We haven't protected it from future healthcare costs or critical illness situations or just lifestyle changes coming up. We got to protect it, preserve those values if a legacy is going to be something you want to take care of. We have to create that preservation. So we have to grow the assets for you and your family during your lifetime in retirement because we're living longer. But we also have to put an emphasis on preservation as well. And having that planning, that can help you avoid those costly missteps. And one of those missteps, unfortunately, is overtaxation. So we need to be tax efficient with what we're doing as well.
If you haven't started thinking about how you're going to leave your legacy and those questions that we just asked, so what type of legacy do you plan to leave to your loved ones? Do you have the proper documents in place? We'll talk about that here in the next segment. And are you working with the right professional to help you create your legacy plan? If you have questions or concerns, or you think maybe this is an area you've even started addressing, give us a call at 412-515-3355. We'll start working on a retirement blueprint that's customized for you. We'll help address concerns, and we can refer you to the right firms, the right professionals that can help execute those documents in our area. Our number again is 412-515-3355.
Ethan, talk about the benefits of that strategic legacy plan. What do we really get out of it?
Well, there's lots of different benefits here. We can help optimize your tax liabilities. We want to look at the tax impact of your financial situation and how can we minimize that over the course of your life, not only your life, but when you're leaving a legacy to your heirs, right? Think about if you have a 401k or an IRA and that's money that's not yet been taxed. A lot of people say, well, you know what, I'll pay the taxes on it as I need to and leave whatever's left to the kids. Well, now when your kids inherit tax-deferred money like that, they're forced to pay the taxes on it over a 10-year period. And that could be, like Mark, you mentioned, they're in their 40s or 50s or 60s making the most income of their whole career. I don't think that's minimizing the tax liability on your money by putting the taxes off to your kids. So we want to help you minimize that. You can avoid family disputes and conflicts if the estate is clean and easy to interpret. They know how you want it executed. There's not going to be as many areas for conflict when you pass on. And you can preserve wealth for future generations, but you can also allow for charitable giving and philanthropy. If that's important to you, maybe you don't have kids. Maybe you want to make sure what you saved up goes to organizations that you believe in, that you partnered with while you were here. You can do that through proper estate planning.
So, Kurt, when you think about that part, that some of those things that Ethan just talked about, I think the preserving wealth for future generations has changed a little bit on how we go about doing that because of the First Secure Act that did away with the stretch IRA, where now you have a 10-year window. You leave, let's say you got three kids, you leave them $750,000, they each get $250,000 apiece. You've left them a huge tax burden if you do it in the IRA world. Some of those things are always changing, which you and Ethan, obviously, and your team at Accurate Solutions Group keep up with, but things have changed a little bit on how you go about it, would you say?
Oh, absolutely. And it can be as simple as that. So I'll just give a real general example. And this happens from time to time, but maybe a legacy is a concern. So you want to leave some money to children or to grandchildren. And let's say you have three buckets of money. You have Roth IRA money, which is tax-free money. You have a traditional IRA, which is pre-tax, meaning once you take money out, it's taxable as ordinary income. And then you have just a joint brokerage account where you have a cost basis. You put a certain amount of money in, it's grown, but you're only taxed on the growth. And all of a sudden, these individuals want to leave money to children or grandchildren, and they're leaving the wrong bucket of money. Maybe they're leaving the traditional IRA money to the children and grandchildren. And the downside to doing that is just what you have said, Mark. There's a 10-year window. They have to pull that money out, and it's all pre-tax. Instead of utilizing the Roth IRA for tax-free for the kids or grandkids, or even that brokerage account where you have a cost basis. So it can be as simple as that, and it gets much more, it gets deeper and more complex, but tax planning and planning efficiently with those assets, if legacy is a concern, is critically important. And that's what we do here at Accurate Solutions Group.
Ethan, talk a little bit about what can happen if we don't do this properly. My kind of rule of thumb theory is not, and I say this even though I've not done this and I should, I have a 23-year-old now handicapped daughter that was injured in a car wreck a senior year in high school, paralyzed from the waist down. I should do this. I haven't done this yet because I got time on my side, right? I'm 64. I need to do this at 85. That's probably not right. I need to do something now. But, you know, if we don't do this properly, because my theory kind of is if you love your family, do this. And if you hate your family, do nothing. Just leave them a total mess. That's not good either. But what happens if we don't do this the right way?
Yeah, Mark, you're absolutely right. You are likely going to leave your family with a big mess where, you know, you can go to probate and, you know, your assets may not go to exactly who you want them to or how you want them to go. And then you're leaving your family to decide. And that's never a good thing. You know, family and money typically does not mesh well. So if you have your will established, you have exactly how you want things to go, then that relieves some of the stress and the pressure on your family.
And even just, Mark, understanding the basics, like where you have financial accounts where you can name a direct beneficiary on, you want to take advantage of that, because a direct beneficiary named on that doesn't mean there's no inheritance tax here in Pennsylvania, but it does mean it goes outside of the will. It goes directly to that named beneficiary. And some clients get confused. Some consumers get confused because they say, well, I have a will in place and it dictates where all my assets are going. Well, you have to recognize if you have assets that you have a direct beneficiary on, those assets don't go through the will and don't go through the probate process. They go direct. So make sure you have an understanding of what assets are going to be probated through the will and what assets are going to go direct. And, you know, those are things that if you haven't taken the time to really try and understand that, if you have a current advisor, they're not talking to you about this, if you're a do-it-yourselfer and you haven't really thought this process through, or you simply want a second opinion, that's what we do at Accurate Solutions Group. We're not attorneys, we're not CPAs, but we have a team approach. We work with individuals who we can refer you to put that true strategic legacy plan in place. 412-515-3355. That's our phone number. When you call us, we can go through the entire process, your retirement blueprint, looking at those five key areas, which is income, investment allocation, tax planning, healthcare planning, and legacy planning. Or it can be more specific. Hey, I just want to talk about this legacy plan because I have not addressed that. We can handle it either way, but you have to take that first step, and it's calling us at 412-515-3355.
And if you text the word KIT, K-I-T, to 412-515-3355, one of those things you can download is, are you paying too much in taxes? You can just download it. Text the word KIT, 412-515-3355. Just getting started on your retirement blueprint with Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. Back with more right after this.
Don't let taxes derail your retirement. Visit AccurateRadio.com today and discover many warning signs that you are paying more than your fair share to Uncle Sam. That's AccurateRadio.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by Accurate Solutions.
And I don't think this is an exaggeration when I say 80-85% of the people I meet with, they're already figuring out, what do I want to do part-time? And a lot of them just do that 10, 15, 20 hours a week. And maybe it's golf money, maybe it's travel money. Critically important, you have to stay active, not only physically active, but you got to keep your mind active and having that camaraderie with people you work with.
This is Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodik, Ethan Lane, and co-host Mark Elliott.
Glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane of Accurate Solutions Group. I'm Mark Elliott. Again, if you have questions about anything regarding your situation, do you have enough? I think I've got enough, but you don't know. Why wouldn't you talk to the team at Accurate Solutions Group? There's no cost for this. Do you think we can retire? Well, when can we retire? Is our money going to last as long as we need it to? Really, what we all want to know is, if we retire, are we going to be okay? 412-515-3355, 412-515-3355. You also can get the Retirement Kit. The Retirement Kit has a retirement income planning booklet. Has Will Your Money Last? Are You Paying Too Much in Taxes? Social Security Decisions? Checklist Challenge? Will a Recession Rob Your Retirement? Or if you just want to sit down with a team and have a conversation, that's in there as well. Just text the word KIT, K-I-T, to 412-515-3355. So we're talking about legacy and estate planning on the show today. There are, and we've already thrown out wills, but there's wills, there's living will. I suppose there's a difference. I don't know. Kurt's going to explain that. Trust, powers of attorney, advanced directives for healthcare. What are all these different documents? What do we basically all need? And then I imagine there's like trust. There's other people that need a trust. I don't know. Can you explain all this for us, Kurt?
I will, but I'm going to throw out my disclaimer first, just so everyone understands. I'm not an attorney. I'm not a CPA. So when I'm talking in general terms today, just about what these documents traditionally and typically do for someone, I would encourage you, if something, you know, sparks an interest or it's like, I don't have that, definitely call an attorney or call us and we can refer you to someone. But in general terms, Mark, a will, I think we all know what a will is. But basically, when we pass away, now normally between spouses, it's when the second spouse passes away, you go through what's called the probate process. And the probate process, the word probate is a Latin word that means proving of the will. So in essence, the probate process is proving the will through court. And the will basically stipulates, hey, when I do pass away, here's who I want getting my stuff, you know. I don't want to say junk, but here's who I want getting my stuff, and here's the percentage I want so-and-so getting, and here's how I want it distributed. That's a will, and everyone should have a will. I mean, in my opinion, you really need a will, because if you don't have a will, then you die what's called intestate. And whatever state you're domiciled in, they have their own rules of how your assets are going to be distributed if you pass away without a will. So everyone needs a will. Living will is basically, it's while you're alive, and it's more of a, it's almost like the advanced directive for healthcare. So, and people get confused. You have a will and a living will, but living will typically talks about while I'm alive, if I become incapacitated, here's what I want to happen when it comes to my healthcare decisions. A trust is a little bit different. So a trust, there's two main types of trusts. There's an irrevocable trust, which cannot be revoked once it's in place, and a revocable trust. And again, I don't want to get into specifics because I'm not an attorney, but they both accomplish different things. So you have a trust, you have a power of attorney. Power of attorney is important because if you have a lot of retirement dollars, which are pre-tax dollars, that's in an individual name. And if we're married, typically our spouse is beneficiary on that, but that's only at our death. If I become incapacitated and I have a lot of pre-tax dollars, like an IRA account or a 401k account, your spouse really can't access that money unless you have a power of attorney that says they can. So everyone should have a power of attorney. And again, sort of the advanced directives for healthcare basically says, if I'm incapacitated and there's no chance of me recovering, if I'm brain dead and or something like that, here's my wishes of what the treatment I want, the life preserving abilities that I want. And normally you name your spouse or obviously a close personal friend making those decisions. You've made the decisions. They're just carrying out the decisions you've made.
So, Ethan, when you think about this, and we all heard the stories, right? Somebody passed away and their beneficiary was their first spouse. Well, they're on their second or their third. That causes issues. You think about, it was the gal in Florida, I believe, and it was a huge deal that lasted for a long time where she had, I don't know, got sick, brain aneurysm, car, whatever it was, but she was not doing well. And so they put her on a ventilator and kept her alive. Husband said she doesn't want to live like this. Parents said, oh, yes, she does. She could come out of this. And it became a huge case. Those kind of things are certainly some of the missteps we can have by not doing this. Are there, I mean, that kind of fits into the missteps, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Mark, you mentioned it, and I personally saw that happen too, where someone came in and, well, at this point they were still living, but they had been divorced, and I made sure that they knew who the beneficiaries were on their accounts. And they said, wow, I had this life insurance policy we took out when we had the kids, and the primary beneficiary was the ex-spouse. So they needed to know those kinds of things, and that's probably not what their wishes would have been should they have passed. So you need to make sure that your beneficiaries are up to date, that you have a will. You need to make sure whether or not a trust is appropriate for you. For some people it is, for some people it isn't. There are certain assets that can go into a trust and others that cannot go into a trust. So some people have the proper assets, they have the right amount of assets worth funding a trust for their legacy, and other people don't. You need to make sure which is best for you. And we're a resource at Accurate Solutions Group. We can direct our clients where they need to go to have those conversations with professionals. If they need a will, we can have send them to where they need to go to put that will in place, the proper attorneys in our area. If they need to have conversations about a trust, we can refer them to certain attorneys that can help put them in place. And if we're working together and managing investments for a client, we can work with that attorney to update beneficiaries according to the will, according to the trust. If you haven't had that conversation, give us a call at 412-515-3355. Again, our number is 412-515-3355.
So, Kurt, you've been doing this for 30 years. Have you ever run across something where they were just totally messed it up or didn't have something in place?
Yes. I mean, unfortunately. So today, well, not so much today, but in the past, normally there was one individual, the spouse, whether it was the husband or the wife, who worked more so than the other. Maybe the other spouse stayed home, raised the family. But a lot of the retirement monies were in that individual person's name in a 401k and an IRA. And we did have a situation where someone had had a stroke and became incapacitated and lived for many years afterwards, but could not make any decisions, couldn't write any checks, couldn't pay any bills, couldn't pay the health care costs. And that spouse did not have a health care, a power of attorney to access that IRA, that 401k. So the spouse literally had to go to court, had to get guardianship over the other spouse's assets, and then had to report on an annual basis how that money was spent each and every year to the court because that power of attorney wasn't in place. And a lot of that, Mark, can be avoided. It's a lot of time. It's a lot of costs. It's a lot of headaches that can be avoided by having that proper document, that power of attorney. And you had mentioned the case in Florida. Had that individual had an advanced healthcare directive and had suffered that situation, and now, you know, instead of the parents and the spouse trying to figure out, hey, what's best for that individual, if the advanced healthcare directive was in place, they would have known what that individual's wishes were, and those would have been carried out.
Yeah, and certainly you're going to review this. Anytime there's a big change in your family life, you know, marriage, birth, death, divorce, you're going to change this. That's kind of the your retirement blueprint is not written in stone. It's always going to adjust with you and your lifestyle. Ethan, talk about the importance of understanding the tax consequences of our financial decisions, especially when it comes to legacy and inheritance goals.
Well, whenever you save money, there's tax consequences for however you're spending those investments, whether it's coming out of an IRA or 401k. You have to realize that's taxed at ordinary income rates for you when you withdraw it. Or like we mentioned earlier, if you leave it to your kids, they're forced to spend down that money, pay the taxes on it at their income rates, which they could be in their 40s, 50s, or 60s, making the highest income of their whole career in the highest tax bracket they'll ever be in. So you have to think long term about the tax implications of your money. You know, and this all wraps into the legacy planning, which goes into the retirement blueprint. And if you're listening today and you don't have a plan in place for your retirement, or you don't have a plan in place for leaving an efficient legacy, and you have questions or concerns about what we've been discussing today, please give us a call. Our number is 412-515-3355. We're happy to have either an initial phone call to answer questions. We can have a vision meeting in our office or via Zoom. We just want to get to know, how can we help you? How can we put a retirement blueprint in place that's customized to your situation and your goals and your concerns? But you have to take that first step, and that's calling our office at 412-515-3355. Again, that number is 412-515-3355.
So we're going to come back and wrap up today's show. We're going to kind of have a fun segment when we come back on Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt and Ethan from Accurate Solutions Group.
In a financial rut? Think you're paying too much in taxes? Or maybe you find yourself taking care of others before you can save for your own goals? Call Accurate Solutions Group today, 412-515-3355. That's 412-515-3355.
Have you saved enough? What are you going to do with Social Security? What will your taxes look like in retirement? Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane at Accurate Solutions Group believe retirement planning should be easy and you should be able to get all the information you need in one place. That's why Kurt and Ethan's team created the Your Retirement Kit, a comprehensive resource for your retirement. In it, you'll find a copy of the Retirement Income Planning Booklet. This booklet will help guide you through retirement with insight on taxes, Social Security, income, and more. To get a copy of your retirement kit, text KIT to 412-515-3355. In addition to the booklet, you'll also receive updated resources on some of retirement's most common concerns. Help simplify your retirement planning. Claim your retirement kit from Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane now by texting KIT to 412-515-3355. Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC.
Hello, everyone. This is Ethan Lane from Accurate Solutions Group. Just wanted to let you know that you can now take our show with you on the go. Your Retirement Blueprint podcast is now available to stream on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Simply log on, search for Your Retirement Blueprint, and enjoy. Also, feel free to click the subscribe button to get alerts on our weekly episode release. Again, thanks for tuning in. Without further delay, enjoy the rest of the show.
This is Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodik, Ethan Lane, and co-host Mark Elliott.
Glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane of Accurate Solutions Group. Kurt started the company back in 1994. What year did you join, Ethan? 2015? Does that sound right?
Yeah, that's right, Mark. 2015 is when I started with Kurt.
So I'm going to ask you each one question. Then we're going to kind of have another, we're going to have our third Think Fast segment. It's totally different questions. Be kind of fun. It gives you an insight into Kurt and Ethan as well. So it's kind of fun to do. But I'm going to give you each one kind of just general retirement question. And Kurt, I'm going to ask you about Social Security because, you know, there we first were hearing that, boy, 2034, it looks like, you know, you're only going to get 78 cents on the dollar if you're receiving Social Security at that point. Then COVID happened and they moved it up to 2033. Well, they've just now moved it back to 2035, where you're maybe only going to get 78 cents on the dollar. We don't really know how that's going to play out. How do you help people with Social Security? Because this, I think a lot of people just take it by, you know what, I'm going to retire at 62. I'm going to take it. I'm going to retire at 65 because I get Medicare, so I'll start it then. I'm going to wait till full retirement age. I'm going to take it. No, I'm going to wait till 70 so I can fully maximize it. It's just not, you can't look at Social Security, I think, in a vacuum, can you?
Oh, my gosh, no, you can't. And we get the question all the time, when should I take Social Security? And Mark, I used to give you an answer. I haven't given it to you for a while, but it depends. And it literally does depend on so many different factors. You know, if it's a husband and wife and there's a big age gap between the two, well, that comes into play based on your budget. And if you have a pension, that comes into play of when you should claim and time those benefits. Based off of what that monthly budget is going to be and how much you've accumulated in savings it for retirement comes into play. One of the biggest things I could say is we're happy, 412-515-3355. We can do a Social Security maximization analysis. If you text that 412-515-3355, just text Social Security, we're happy to do that for you. But the maximization analysis will look at that particular couple or individual's circumstance, look at when they're retiring, what they've accumulated, what their budget's going to be, and it'll help them figure out when to time and claim for those benefits. But it's critical and it's crucial. It can be literally tens of thousands of dollars over your lifetime left either on the table or off the table. And the one thing I will mention, I'm going a little long here on this, but I think it's important. Don't make a decision out of fear. Oftentimes, that's the one thing I can say for all clients. If you're taking it at 62 just because I don't know if it's going to be there and I'm going to take it early, I would caution you against that. I caution you against emotional decisions when it comes to finances and money, regardless.
Yeah, that's a great point, Kurt. I think, you know, at the end of the day, I'm 64. I'm not worried about my Social Security. It's going to be there because if it's not, they lose my vote and they're out of office. So it's certainly a challenge. There's things they're going to do probably to change it. They could move the full retirement age from 67 to 68 or 69. They could take even the early election period, move it from 62 to 63 or 4. When they did that in 1983, went from 66 to 67 for your full retirement age, born in 1960 or later, that means the oldest of that group that was going to be affected was 23 years of age. Now, will they do something that goes back to people in their 20s? Will it maybe be in their 30s? We don't know. They have to do something with Social Security. But the idea is sit down with Kurt and the team at Accurate Solutions Group, figure out where you are. Don't just look at it by, well, I'm retiring now, I'll take it. it's, if you're married, there's a lot of moving parts there. You lose the lower of the two Social Securities when you lose a spouse. So it's a lot bigger than just that. I mean, the average Social Security right now is $1,900. You times that by 30 years and two people, you're well over a million. I think $1.3 million or something like that in Social Security that you've received. If you do it 20 years, it's right around $1 million. So this is a big decision. 412-515-3355 to chat with Kurt and the team at Accurate Solutions Group. Ethan, all right, this is for you. Because the retirement blueprint that you walk people through is income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy planning, Social Security decisions, Medicare decisions. What do you really mean, though, when you start talking about having a retirement income plan? Because Kurt always says that's where it starts. Can't retire without income. We need an income plan. What do you and Kurt mean by that?
Yeah, that's a great question, because I met with someone the other day. They attended one of our dinner events that we hosted and came in and said, you know what? Coming into the night, I thought I had an income plan. And then when you talked about your income plan, I realized I really didn't have a plan at all. So I started asking them some questions. I said, well, what was your income plan? And they said, well, we have a 401k. She has a 401k. We're just going to take distributions from it. But they realized from our talk that really isn't a plan. You know, you have to understand the tax implications for which account to withdraw from. If you have joint monies, if you have IRAs or 401ks or Roth monies, you have to come up with a strategy of which to draw from first from a tax perspective. But you also have to look at your investments, and you don't want to take equally from all investments, because if you have some riskier accounts, when the market's down, they're going to be down the most. You may not want to withdraw from them during those times. You have to be more strategic. The first part of the income plan is what you just talked to Kurt about with Social Security. Have to make sure that we're timing Social Security properly and any fixed sources of income. So next would come defined benefit pensions. If you're still blessed to have one, you have lots of different options. And like Social Security, you get one shot at it. You want to make sure you're claiming it properly. But then after that, you have to look at what you're spending on a monthly basis. Account for the fun things like travel and dining out and spoiling the grandkids and things like that. See what you spend on a monthly basis and see what the shortfall between fixed income sources like Social Security and pension may be. From there, we have to structure an income plan from your investments. Whether you're a married couple, a single person, we want to look at the tax implications of withdrawals from 401ks or after-tax monies. And then we have to look at the investments that you have and position certain investments for income and certain investments for growth. Make sure that our client understands the whole way through how that's going to work. So that's the first step of our retirement blueprint, is an income plan. I would encourage you to give us a call at 412-515-3355. Maybe you're already retired and you have income coming in, but you realize that really isn't a plan and you don't understand how long it's going to last. Call us at 412-515-3355 for your very own retirement blueprint. And the start of that is an income plan. You can even text INCOME to 412-515-3355.
All right, Ethan, I'll start with you on some of these random questions. And it's really just about you. We know that you are much younger than Kurt and I. What are you, early 30s?
Yep, 31.
Yeah, and Kurt and I are not. That's true. So here's my question, because I think your answers will be different. So first, Ethan, then Kurt, you can take this as well. What are the top news sources you check regularly? And you know, you could always do ESPN and those things for, you know, the Pirates and the Steelers and all that kind of stuff. But my guess is, let's talk about business-wise. Are there any websites or whatever that you go to and check regularly?
Yeah, I mean, my default tends to be Yahoo Finance. I end up just liking the articles that they post. It tends to be on top of it. They always have the market ticker. So whether it's Yahoo Finance for those articles, or MSNBC for financial type of articles, or Financial News is a good one as well. So those tend to be the ones I check most frequently, but Yahoo Finance is always on. It's always a tab open on my internet.
Okay, Kurt?
Yeah, I too, Yahoo Finance, when it comes to finance. Wall Street Journal, you know, the online version of the Wall Street Journal, I know that's probably old school, but still plenty of good content, good information. And when it comes to just news in general, what's interesting is artificial intelligence is just getting into our lives today. And so on Google, I have a Samsung phone. It's an Android phone. So as I search different things, whether it's sports, whether it's news, financial, whether it's just world news, it provides me a feed of articles just based off of my search criteria. So it's kind of nice because I don't have to go to any specific site anymore.
Yeah, I like that. All right, Kurt, this is for you because I'll start it. My first car, because I'm older than both of you. High school grad of 1977, 64 years of age, soon to be on Medicare. Holy cow. First car, 1966, VW Beetle. Kurt, what about you?
Can't tell you the year, but I can tell you probably one of the worst decisions I ever made, but it was the greatest decision at the time. Fiat Spider. I had a Fiat Spider. Yeah. So
like
Italians
that.
Are really good with wine and really good with food. And I'm Italian, so I'm allowed to be a little critical, but they're not really good with cars and electrical systems within cars. Let's just say that.
All right. Ethan, what about you? First car.
My first car, I tried to find a balance of practical and kind of cool. I had a Honda Accord, but a coupe version. So a little cooler that way.
All right, Ethan, your favorite sport as a season ticket holder of the Steelers. Are you still going to be this year?
Yes.
All right.
Coming up this year.
Yeah.
I might have an easier time getting rid of tickets than I have in the past couple of years with the new offense and things like that. But it's hard for me. I grew up more of a baseball fan, actually. So growing up with the Pirates, they have a sweet spot in my heart. And so this season, especially with the excitement of Paul Skenes and Jared Jones and that pitching staff, I don't know. Right? And right now, probably the Pirates. I'm pretty excited about where we could go.
Kurt, what about you?
I definitely grew up a Steelers fan. Got into hockey when hockey wasn't popular here in the Pittsburgh area. So I was going back to hockey games in 83 and 84. And this is pre-Mario Lemieux. And it was it was very inexpensive to go. The arena was typically half filled, if that. Food was less expensive. And it was still fun to watch. But I would have to say, out of all the teams right now, I would probably say more of a Pirates fan than anything else.
Okay. You think about it, it's kind of fun, I think, to hear the inside of Kurt and Ethan and kind of things that are kind of away from work and what they're doing and all of that. We had a fun time for a long time about the mini pig, but we did not let Allie, Ethan's wife, get the mini pig. We moved on from that. So it's kind of fun to hear about their personal lives a little bit as well. And so that's kind of fun. Kurt, I'll let you wrap it all up. And I'm going to give you one more question that you can answer, and then you can wrap it all up for us. And that is, Kurt, what is the most important thing you want your clients to know about you and maybe even about your team?
I will say this. First of all, I'm a little biased, but I think we have the best team in the world. We have a super staff, knowledgeable staff. More importantly, they know our clients. Our clients know them. Clients are not a number to us. They're people with lives. And, you know, Ethan and I are no different. I mean, we put our shoes and our pants and our shirts on the same as everyone else. You know, outside of work, you know, I'm driving a truck, I'm going fishing, I'm going up Marionville to camp. And so we're normal people. We talk finance, and that's our profession, and we love it. We have a passion for it. But we have a passion for outside of work as well, too, just like everyone else. So if you're listening today and you have a question, you have a concern, you want a plan, you just want a second opinion, we are here to help. You just simply either text or call 412-515-3355. Again, it's 412-515-3355.
Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to...
The proceeding was paid for by Accurate Solutions. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.